This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Mark, it's Jeff. I just got through listening to The Economist that you had on about maybe 3 weeks ago. It was fun that you mentioned that I bought 8 units for $350,000 and that I just couldn't pull the trigger on 3 units for $389,000. And you said something about, isn't that called blue real estate? I know what you were talking about. Pent-up demand. Okay, in other words... He didn't get it, but I got it, and at least I think that's right.
Welcome, and thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with Talent on Loan from the California Association of Realtors. That was Redlands Jeff. Landlord had 28 units, recently sold 4 buildings, or 25 units, so he has 1 triplex left. Started around 1980, did 1031 exchanges into investments out of the area, fully managed. No more leaking faucets and toilets for Jeff. At least he's down to 3 toilets, not 28. Today's guest, sadly, his life is in the gutter. Action Roofing Gutter and Downspout Division Manager Steve Martin. Maybe you should upgrade from a 5-inch to a 6-inch gutter. Maybe you should get a different style. Maybe you should do accent colors instead of trying to blend in. Fourth segment is the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly, year to date. We'll take a look at it in the first segment, but always we start off with what's pending. For the last 101 weeks, I've told you not only, I always told you the number of pending, but now the median price. So this for the week ending March 27th, 2026, we had 93 pending listings. Now, this is very, 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 very big number. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. For the last 5 weeks, we've been in the 90s. And before that, 81, and then in the 70s, and then back down to the 60s and 50s. It's a big number. Also, compare it to last year at this time, we had 68 pending listings. Today, 93. What is the median price? $2.3 million. Same as it was last week, $2.3. The week before, it was $2,350,000. And before that, 2 weeks in a row, it was $2,775,000. Last year at this time, 68 pending, median price was $2.4 million. Today, $2.3 million. Now, if you remember, last year at this time, the median price was just going crazy the early part of the year. The year-to-date median price last year was $2,855,000. The first 6 months finished up at $2,650,000. It was just crazy. Why? I'll tell you why in a moment. This year, year to date, median sales price, $2,275,000. 193 sales year to date. Median price, $2,275,000. Last year, 196 sales. Oh, we're down 3 sales. Why? I'll tell you about that in a minute. So we're averaging 14.8 sales per week, and last year it was just about 15.1 sales per week. So pretty darn close, pretty darn close. And based on the number of pending, I think we'll catch up and exceed that number. The first 6 months of 2025 ended up at 17.31 sales per week. So that's a big bump. So we'll see if the same thing happens this year. And again, based on the number of pending, it looks like we might do that. Okay. Again, last year's was just an insane median price a year to date, $2,855,000. The year before that, it was $2,262,000, $2,170,000, $2,360,000. But again, 2022, 23, 24, a lot of parity. Ended up for the year, $2.2 million. All 3 years should have been more like $2.4 million or $2.3 million. The end of each of those years just plummeted and impacted the whole year. 1 month impacted the whole year. So $2,275,000. Last year, $2,855,000. Why is that? Well, last year, year to date, through for the first 13 weeks of the year. Montecito and Hope Ranch had 53 listings sold with a median price of $5.9 million. Now, overall, I mentioned we had 196 sales last year, year to date. Montecito and Hope Ranch, 53. So that's 50 on 200 is 25%. 25% of the sales, actually a couple of percentage points above 25%, you had a median price of $5.9 million. What was the median price without Hope Ranch and Montecito last year, year to date? It was $2.2 million. Still plenty, but not $2,855,000. And now you know why it was $2,855,000, because over 25% of the sold listings were in Hope Ranch and Montecito with a median price of $5.9 million. Now, this year, median price much lower, $2,275,000. Why is that? Well, about the same number of sales, 193, but only 36 sales in Hope Ranch and Montecito year to date, first 13 weeks of the year. I should have done the percentage. I should have done the percentage. Median price down with Hope Ranch and Montecito this year to $5.6 million. Actually, $5,625,000. Last year, $5.9 million and many, many more sales. 53 versus 36. I didn't do the math. 33 to 53 is 20. So 17 more sales. That's a big percentage on 53. Is that almost 33%? Didn't do the math. This year, 27 sales year to date, Montecito. Last year, 46 sales in Montecito. Hope Ranch year to date. Let's see. Did I separate that out? 9. Last year, Hope Ranch, 7 sales. So an increase in Hope Ranch. And again, Hope Ranch is much smaller compared to Montecito. So that's a big jump from 7 to 9, actually. And a big drop from 46 to 27. The year-to-date sales in Montecito, that's a 41% drop. I did the math there. Okay. That's why the overall median price last year was so high. I did say, without Hope Ranch and Montecito last year, median price $2.2 million on 146 sales. This year, we have 157 sales. Another 11 sales more without Hope Ranch and Montecito year to date. Last year, 146. This year, 157. Last year, without Hope Ranch and Montecito, the median price, $2.2 million. This year, without Hope Ranch and Montecito, just under $2 million. So, it's a 10% drop. And you see that Montecito and Hope Ranch dropped. So, overall, year-to-date, $2,275,000 is still higher than the second 6 months of 2025, when it was $2,285,000. And with 93 pending at a median price of $2.3 million, maybe the year-to-date median price goes back up above $2,275,000. You might say, well, a lot of them might close at a lower price. Well, that's true. It's not black and white. You can't quite call it on this one. Okay, I think that's enough information. There'll be a test on it. I do want to remind you that you're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. My guest coming up is Steve Martin, Gutter and Downspout Division Manager at Action Roofing. But every year at this time, I read a poem that I read just by chance. I read the obituaries, March 30th, 2005, and it just caught my attention for some reason, because they included a poem that this woman had written. And she had just, this poem was selected by Noble House and placed at the front of its collection entitled Poems of the Heart. And a year before she died, she was still had 150 poems being prepared for publication a year before she died. She died March 30, 2005. And I just was struck by this poem. It's called The Garden of My Heart by Naomi Ruth Levy. There is a lovely garden that blooms within my heart, a lovely sort of garden from which no flowers depart. Even in the snow of winter, my garden's blooming fair. For mine are not the blossoms that fade with frosty air. No, these are nicer flowers than any else that blow. They are the flowers of the souls of friends I once did know. Of friends who left a memory when life's pathways must part. But they live on forever in the garden of my heart.